Craig James, Chief Economist at CommSec, with the morning market update for Tuesday, March 28, 2023. Well, what we saw is a mixed session in the United States, and it all has to do with optimism that we saw in the banking sector. Now, optimism in the banking sector is generally positive for most stocks and sectors, except for technology. What we saw overnight was that optimism drove bond yields higher. In fact, 10-year yields rose 17 basis points and 2-year yields were up 25 basis points. And for the growth-focused technology sector, that tends to be bad news. If we look at the sectors overnight, you can see the technology was amongst the losers in the United States. What we saw is a loss of almost 0.9%. If we look at, you know, sort of across the board, the Dow Jones was higher overnight by 195 points, or 0.6%. Standard Poor's 500 was up by 0.2%, but the tech-heavy Nasdaq was down by 55 points, or 0.5%, or 0.5%. In terms of the main moves overnight, well, certainly, yes, standing out is the announcement by First Citizens Bank shares that it agreed to buy parts of the Silicon Valley Bank, basically the deposited loans, and that saw the share price rise by 53.7%. Also positive was the regional banks. Amongst those was First Republic, up in the order of 11.8%. But we had the crypto exchange Binance. It's being sued over regulatory violations, and some of the crypto stocks were weaker. In fact, Coinbase lost 7.8%. And also, as I mentioned beforehand, some of the growth stocks were negative, you know, overnight. Apple was down by 1.3%. Some of the other major tech stocks were down in the order of 1.5%. Turning to commodities, what we saw overnight is the oil price sharply higher. We saw the NYMEX price in the United States up by 5.1% and up by 4.2% for the Brent price. And that's going to be positive for our market today in terms of the energy sector. Overall, the share price index on the futures exchange pointing to a gain of 29 points or 0.4%. One of the boosts will come from the energy sector. Another boost will come from the mining sector, with base metal prices all generally higher. But one of the constraints will be the gold price was down by $30 an ounce overnight, or 1.5%. And in terms of the Aussie dollar, not a lot of movement overnight. The Aussie dollar at 66.5 US cents. And I hope you have a very good day.